Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to Election Day in Florida and several other states, too. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'll tell you what, today is primary election day, and we are broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. The Captain's America Third Watch. It's called the official, I'll get that right in a minute, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Now, we're also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, posted something over there yesterday afternoon, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram as Captain's America, and Captain's is all one word, C-A-P-T-A-I-N-S, America, put the word all together, locate it, and you got it. Now, don't forget about our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check that out, and you'd be surprised what you see there, because there's a lot of great stuff over there. Now, joining us in California, the home of milk and honey, fruit and nuts, and, oh, yeah, Nancy Pelosi. It's none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Well, thank you, Captain.
How's Nancy?
I'm sure she couldn't be better.
How's Adam? There's another one. How's Gavin? There's another one. You got three nuts.
Gavin probably is polishing his acceptance
of
the Democrat nomination. Yeah.
Yes, polishing his nuts. Why not? All right. Boy, oh boy. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we're going to get into today and what that means in some parts of the country with the primary election, but I want to start by talking about the issues most important to American voters haven't changed all year long. It's still inflation. It's still the violent crime that's out there, and people want it stopped, and they want it stopped now. The people in the cities are really in fear for their lives when they go out sometimes daytime, but all the time at night.
Well, this is very true, and it seems to be getting worse by the day. You just have to turn on the news, local news, national news, and it's very apparent, yes.
Well, the latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that 65%. Oh, wait a minute. That's higher than that. Sorry. Finds that 85% of likely U.S. voters are at least somewhat concerned about inflation. Meanwhile, 57% are very concerned about inflation, and that's almost unchanged since May. But in the meantime, when it comes to crime and it comes to being robbed or being carjacked or being stolen or whatever, people are extremely on edge when they go anywhere inside an inner city.
Well, certainly. And, of course, the movements to defund the police,
How's that working out?
Well, precisely. The demonization of police, it's really, and also the prosecutors, Captain, those who don't want to really prosecute criminals, or they want to let them out, they want to have no bail, that you can commit a serious crime and then be out back on the street in a few hours. This is simply not the way to run a railroad.
Have you heard the latest from Mitch McConnell where he said yesterday he's giving his own party a 50-50 chance of taking control of the Senate in the November midterms?
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, 50-50 chance. And I guess maybe he's hedging his bets. Maybe he doesn't want to appear as though it's a done deal per se. But I have this feeling, though, Cap, and I think the voting public, they really want to make some kind of change. The Senate could be closer. But especially in the House, I think we'll see some real change.
I think that there's going to be a 30 to 35 seat plurality in the House, maybe higher.
Yes, because the fundamental underlying problems aren't going away. In fact, they're just like we're talking about, they're getting worse. And the perceptions of those problems are getting worse. There doesn't even seem to be anything coming down the pike where we would say, oh, yeah, well, this recession, it'll go away like real fast because of this or that. And it's the opposite.
Exactly. And, of course, Texas Greg Abbott, the governor, has said that his state has sent over 7,000 migrants to our nation's capital since April, and another 900 migrants have been sent directly to New York City.
Well, and has there been a ticker tape parade yet or something where they welcome people with open arms to say welcome to our sanctuary city? I'm not trying to be funny per se. But
Catholic Charities meets these buses.
Well, right. But these are cities that have declared themselves as sanctuary
cities. They have.
Yes, and so it would seem to me, Captain, that they ought to be out there, as I said, with the welcoming with open arms and come on in and we're ready for you. But they're doing the opposite.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Today is Tuesday, and you know what that means? It's Mission Barbecues on the agenda.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha, and I can't wait, to see all our great friends that come out to visit us. Mission Barbecue on Tuesdays for lunch there on West Waters. We have a great time. We've got a great crew that shows up in there. And we keep having new people show up, too. So you're invited. If you want to come out, come on out. Have lunch with the Captain and the gang that's there. You'll enjoy it. I promise you it'll be a good time. Now, we also want to remind you that this portion of the program, My Conversation with Kyle Warren, is brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Now, Mike Lindell not only has MyPillow.com, where he's got all the products that you've become familiar with for pillows and bed sheets and, the towels and all that sort of stuff. But he also has something called MyStore.com where you can go over there and you can buy things for the kitchen, things for the dining room, some decor for the living room. And there's all kinds of different things there. It's a little different type of a store. And take a look at that. But either way, MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, the promo code will always be the same to get you in the door. It's Captain. The word is Captain. And if you want to call them, talk to a live person, you can do that by calling 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Remember, MyPillow.com, go over there, go on the radio listener specials page. They got all the stuff that's on sale in there. You can save a lot of money, but you have to have a promo code, and that promo code will be none other than Captain. And then, of course, you got MyStore.com, where the promo code to get into the special savings pages there will be Captain. Same thing. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, with all the stuff that's going on, we have our little our little short guy who who has made some news, if you will. And the short guy I'm talking about is little Dr. Fauci. Now, little Dr. Fauci came out and made some news yesterday.
Report.
Oh, yes. Oh, who was that mask man? Who was that mask man?
Love it, love it, love it. But anyway, Dr. Fauci came out and made some news yesterday because he announced that he's stepping down from his three government positions that he holds. He announced it yesterday, August 22nd. He's resigning as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He's also resigning as the chief of the NIAID Laboratory of Immunoregulation and as chief medical advisor to President Joe Biden. Now, the moves will take effect in December, according to Fauci. He indicated that he will leave the government but not retire.
Well, that's right. But, of course, now really stepping down out of 50 years of service. And it's interesting, Captain, that he's picking December as the target date here. And it would seem to me, Captain, does that not coincide with what we might expect there to be a new majority, at the very least, in the House of Representatives?
Correct.
That might want to hold, I don't know, maybe some hearings about COVID-19, the origins of the virus, and
sure.
And go back to maybe some of the money that went towards the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Sure. And you know they're going to do it.
Well, sure, sure. I heard Senator John Kennedy quoted earlier saying he didn't think Fauci should go to any far-flung place where they couldn't, interview him or have him sent back to the United States. He's saying that sort of half-joking, but Captain, I don't know. It just seems to be pretty coincidental.
By the way, there's an image that has appeared in our chat room.
When he said, "Oh yes, of course." That's right. That's right. We've got the duck.
Yep, the duck is back. Well, the duck is going to have to get a big life raft.
Right.
But anyway, exactly. Do you remember this guy called Ray Epps?
Seems to ring a bell. Yeah.
Well, he was a protester that was there in Washington D.C. and he turned a lot of heads because he seemed to be directing people to go here, to go there, to do this, to do that. And a lot of people thought he was a plant for the FBI. But Ray Epps was so concerned about major violence or terrorism in Washington on January the 6th that he showed his son and a friend how they could use a tourniquet in case of a bomb explosion or other disaster there at the Capitol, according to FBI records that we saw yesterday in the Epic Times. Now, during an interview with two FBI agents in Utah, Epps' sons, one of them, James Ray Epps Jr., 38 years of age, said the sobering talk from his father came as the trio was preparing to head to the Ellipse to hear President Donald Trump speak on January the 6th, 2021.
Well, and of course, there was a lot of events that happened that day. Fortunately, there wasn't that kind of explosion. There was, of course, the other incidents inside the Capitol with the shooting death of the woman and others outside, and they actually had some, I think, different medical issues as well. But that being said, that's pretty it's pretty sobering to hear that kind of talk, isn't it? That's, and of course, that's not what anybody would want out of a legitimate peaceful protest.
No, but you're not surprised to hear it.
I'm not surprised to hear that they were thinking such things, yes.
Now, historically, every headwind is against Joe Biden and his party when it comes to this reelection, this midterm election. But as the story goes, things will be different this time. After all, the Democrats passed the massive Inflation Reduction Act that actually doesn't reduce inflation, and Democrats have taken some leads on the generic ballot since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, but they are in no way leading anything anywhere. And I heard yesterday, oh, the Democrats have closed the gap, and oh, they're concerned, and oh, they're this and they're that. No, that's a ploy that we've seen before, and I'm going to repeat exactly how this works. My response has been different to all of this when I heard this. The generic ballot has often understated Republican support in environments that don't favor Democrats, as in 2018. On this day, during the 2014 cycle, Democrats led by 1.4%. The final result of that election was Republicans winning by 5.7%. Now, on this day in 2016, Democrats led by 5 points on the generic ballot, but on Election Day, Republicans actually wound up winning by 1.1% and kept control of the Congress. And even in 2020, the generic ballot overstated the Democratic support by 3.7%, which is why Republicans actually gained a lot of ground in the House. Remember all that?
Oh, sure, sure. And, of course, there's a couple of things going on here. Number one, you've got the messaging, even in many parts of the media, you know, recession? I don't know. We might be in a recession next year sometime. You know, you actually hear this talk that it's not really a recession yet, you know, that kind of thing. And then, of course, you have the notion that the Democrats are pulling up that's not going to be as bad as you think or as they think it could be because, like you're saying, they're closing the gap. But if you just talk to just folks that you know, nobody thinks that way.
No, no. And the only gap they're closing is the one in their mind.
Well, exactly. But they are desperate because they can't point to accomplishments. Now they have to gin up more January 6th, or they have to do this or that. They're going, oh, we'll raid Donald Trump's house, and then that'll change the story. You know,
yeah.
It's those kinds of things that are obvious tells.
Yeah. Yeah. It did change the story. You know what it did?
Well, what it did is it made everybody say it actually did galvanize things. Absolutely.
Raiding FBI's, or the FBI's raid of Mar-a-Lago is currently boosting Donald Trump's numbers.
Well, sure, because I think the general public, perhaps even if they voted for Trump or not, they don't see Trump as being a politician in the traditional sense. They see him as someone who, at the very least, understands what people are going through and worked his way and this kind of stuff and was and people think, hey, I wish I could be successful like Donald Trump. And I think that they see the raid on his home in Mar-a-Lago as the potentiality that if they could raid Donald Trump's home, and he's a former president, well, they could do whatever they want. And that is the galvanizing factor.
That's true. That's all true, everything you said. And people need to be concerned about that. They really do. But the other thing they need to be concerned about is this break that we're about to take. I hear it coming up in my ear. So, Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Tuesday morning. By the way, join us for lunch today. Mission Barbecue, West Waters in Tampa at the north end of the airport. Join us for lunch. We have a good old time. And you got a chance to meet some of the gang on the radio. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-9.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns. Former President Trump wants a special master to review documents seized earlier this month by the FBI at his Florida estate. He also wants a federal judge to stop the Justice Department from continuing a document review until that happens. Lawyers argue that a special master is necessary to protect Trump's constitutional rights. The search warrant executed on Mar-a-Lago that was released to the public showed that investigators are seeking whether Trump broke the law after classified documents were taken from the White House to his mansion instead of being filed with the National Archives. Meanwhile, the federal magistrate judge who approved the search warrant is lowering expectations about how much of the search warrant affidavit, if any, is released. Several media organizations have filed a motion seeking its disclosure. Tech companies sunk Wall Street on Monday. The Dow lost 643 points. This is USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And we're going to see what Jeff can surprise us with today, because we're going to have the going-away Fauci meal. I'm not sure what that'll be, but you'll have to show up to find out. But anyway, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking religiously for going on 8+ years. I take it in the morning to start out my day, keep it in my system, and it works. It simply works for me. Now, what my problem is inflammation in my left leg, starts out my left leg and goes to my right leg, and the swelling that's there, and the pain that I suffer, too. But this Relief Factor takes care of it and keeps it under check. I'm actually able to function. I'm able to move around. The swelling will go down. Once it starts up a little bit, it'll back off and go down. The inflammation will go down, too. And I can manage and not have a lot of trouble. Best part of it is if you're trying to sleep at night, this is the kind of stuff that will allow you to sleep. For those of you that are tossing and turning right now all night long with problems with your legs or your ankles or your knees or maybe your hips or your back or your neck or whatnot, this is a product that will work with you and help you. Now, what you do is you start out with a 3-week quick start. That's all. Costs $19.95 for 3 weeks. That's about $1 a day, the 3-week quick start. You go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and take the product, order it right there. Take the product and follow the instructions, and I'll bet you you'll feel better in 3 weeks or less. That's all you got to do, and then you go on automatic delivery, and you won't need to worry about it. So that's relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 on a three-week quick start. Go over there, give it a shot, and I'll bet you you'll feel a whole lot better. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, not to be outdone, but it appears that the pay rate this year, the COLA, cost of living increase, for both the military veterans and their disability pay, but in particular the disability pay with the veterans, which will be announced in October, along with the senior citizens' cost of living, is probably going to be the same. Now, I keep hearing the amount. I heard higher than this to begin with, but now they seem to be settling in on an amount of some 9.6% as the increase, the cost of living increase, which would amount to about $150 or thereabouts for everybody per month in their check. Now, that wouldn't be bad. That wouldn't be bad. So we'll see. And a lot of these people, these first go-around or whatever you want to call them, the senior citizens that got their money back 20, 30 years ago, and they've been on it ever since, they're still behind the curve when it comes to their revenue, because they were getting like $400, $500 a month to start with when all this stuff started, and who in the hell can live on that?
Well, precisely. And, you know, we haven't seen the worst of this kick in yet about the inflation out there and the economy as a whole. I don't think we've seen the worst of it yet because, of course, you know, we hear from different economic experts, regardless of whether or not, they talk about recession, in the traditional sense. And that's all a political maneuver at this point certainly by politicians and by those who want to carry the water for them. But those who are, I think really looking at this know that, you know, as I said, the worst is yet to come. And so is this cost of living increase really going to make, is it going to make it all better? I just don't know.
Well, it won't make it all better, but it'll certainly help. Now, what usually happens is that when you get this cost of living increase, all of a sudden, inflation won't stop. It continues to go up, and now you're 6 months from now, you're going to be going, oh, we got to have another 5.5% because this just isn't working.
Well, precisely, because we don't see anything organically, you know, on the horizon that would be something that most economists or most reasonable people looking at that would say, oh yeah, all we got to do is wait 6 months and it's probably going to even out. You know, at least we don't hear the word transitory anymore. It's not transitory. It's like moving in, to your home and staying for a while. So this is a very, very concerning thing.
Well, we'll know soon enough. So we'll keep our eyes open and our ears, too, because we're watching to see when this goes through and when they figure out an amount. And like I say, it'll probably be in October when they announce it is when we'll hear about it. And it'll be not only for the veterans, but also for the senior citizens. And it's usually about the same amount of money.
Right.
Now, Kash Patel did a lot of talking. He was the National Security Deputy Director or something like that for Donald Trump. And he came out and made a bold statement about everything that's been going on at Mar-a-Lago. He said the Trump raid was over documents linked to Hillary Clinton and the Russian probe. Now, that kind of has some teeth to it.
Well, it certainly might explain, and again, we don't know for sure, but it certainly would explain in the universe that's sort of been created about Hillary and all of the fake Russian, hoax stuff. And if President Trump happened to have any documents that was going to be incredibly hurtful, shall we say, to the Clintons or to others, then that might explain the sense of urgency and the drama and the theater that went on with this big raid.
Well, I think it makes perfect sense.
Well, right. Because this is a very high-stakes game. This was crafted at the highest levels for the Russia hoax. And of course it's all been debunked, and maybe they're trying to go back and do something similar with the idea that, oh, Donald Trump it's espionage, you know, he was going to sell nuclear secrets or some such stuff. Mm-hmm. And but make no mistake. And this is very chilling, right? This is a very high stakes, quote unquote, game that they're playing.
All right. Well, speaking of games, we have the, primary going on here. Of course, Governor DeSantis is being primaried by one Nikki Fried and or Charlie Crist. This is Charlie Crist's last hurrah. He is the sitting congressman who has said that he's leaving to run for governor. Now, the last time he did something like this and he couldn't make it at the party level, he ran as an independent. I'm not sure that he would do that again. He certainly has enough money to do it. He's got millions of dollars sitting that he could do it by using that. He's just narcissistic enough that he might try something like that. But I also believe that Nikki Fried is beatable. So if Charlie goes up against Governor DeSantis, that could be interesting because I've seen his ads, and he's lying, accusing Ron DeSantis of stuff that he himself has done.
Well, right, and you know, Charlie Crist has a campaign in this particular primary, Captain. It's called Hope for Florida. Evidently,
he was a bad governor.
Well,
he was not a good governor.
Well, precisely, and so it's just sort of a bonehead messaging kind of thing, because I don't think Floridians are saying, we have no hope. We need some hope around here. If anything, they look around, they see the economy is going gangbusters. You've got a governor who stands up for them. You know, all these boxes are quite easily checked off that things are going pretty well in Florida.
Well,
so to come up with hope for Florida, it just seems to be like not reading the room.
The guy that beat him was Jeb Bush. Remember him?
Right.
And Jeb Bush, up until now, had been the best governor we'd had. But Ron DeSantis has made us forget about Jeb Bush.
Well, precisely. And Ron DeSantis is doing quite well in terms of what the war chest that he's creating, about $100 million that he's got. And especially if he ever, and I know this is not in the cards probably this go around, but if he ever wanted to go into the presidential race at some point. Meanwhile,
he's going to do that. It's just not going to be now.
Exactly. Yeah, but
the only thing that would throw the monkey works into that is if Trump decides that he's not going to run. We don't know yet what he's going to do.
Right. Precisely. So yeah, there's some dynamics there that have to occur before any final decisions are made. By different potential candidates. Exactly.
And then there's Liz Cheney.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Where is Liz Cheney going to land? Is she going to land at MSNBC or CNN?
She's going to run for president.
Well,
as an independent, perhaps.
Perhaps so.
She thinks she can do it. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to drag Kathy out of bed. She's going to say where we are, who we are, and what we're doing. So, Kathy, have at it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
So mama, I'm so hard to handle now, just around. I don't speak loud in the words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can play somewhere to see. Once I come along, it's down by the dozen. I ain't nothing but simply love.
mama, I'm sure all the honey now. I'm sure all the henna now gets around. Oh, all the henna now. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Kyle, that'll get it going. I wonder who we woke up with that, Kyle.
That's super good.
Yeah, yeah. I'll bet your Fred is dancing around the kitchen table down there in Fort Lauderdale.
Yep.
I'll bet you money on that right now. Either that or we woke him up. He's going, you had to play that and I'm awake. No, he's fun. When I play something that's good, he gets going. And by the way, that was for the Jeffies. We got a new group, you know, it's called the Jeffies.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the Longbow Key Jeffies.
Very unique. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. We're having too much fun. All right, well, I'll tell you what, folks. The widespread heavy rain and flood events across the southern U.S. will continue through Tuesday and possibly into Wednesday. And it will advance slowly into the lower Mississippi Valley and the deep south. Now, on Tuesday, a moderate risk of excessive rain and flooding also will happen. We've still got this problem, this real problem, northern Louisiana to the west central part of Mississippi. It's just absolutely pouring through there. And we've got flood warnings along the Texas-Louisiana border right there by I-20, and then just north of Houston, coming up and down north-south over there. We've got flood warnings over there in the low areas that are there, and there's a lot of water. And, of course, if you're coming from San Antonio going east, you're going to have it all the way over to the Louisiana line. So, Kyle, take it away. Tell us what's going on out of the west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, as you know, through parts of Arizona, Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, we've had a lot of the monsoonal storms that have been going on. And just since last Friday, it looks like there's been about 8 inches of rain in many of these areas. This is an event, of course, that comes around about once a decade or so. But it is definitely having a major impact, especially in a town called Duncan, Arizona. They had some evacuations on Monday because
they have donuts.
I don't know. They might.
Oh, okay.
But they had the water levels rising up to what they call a major flood stage, and so they did have some pretty significant evacuations that had to be done. So again, it shows just how this monsoonal moisture is a lot more than that. It actually becomes thunderstorms and all kinds of water falls from the sky, and it is a major, major event. Thankfully, right now, as we're looking across the map of the Southwest, we've got only a couple of different flood warnings to tell you about. One is in New Mexico. This is going to stretch down in a thin strip from Fort Sumner down through Roswell, down through Artesia, and just a little bit north of Carlsbad. So that's where it's happening in New Mexico right now. Then we've also got another flood warning around Safford, and that is in Arizona. So you want to be aware of that. Checking the rain on the radar map right now. We've got a little bit of rain north of Santa Fe, New Mexico, a little bit south of Albuquerque, a little bit north of Gallup, but on Interstate 25 down near a place called Truth or Consequences.
Oh, yeah.
In New Mexico, you've got some pretty significant rain, and that's going to go out just a little bit west of there, especially as you travel along Highway 152 on your way to Silver City. So you want to be aware of that. We've also got some scattered rain up in parts of central Wyoming, over near Gillette, and then a little bit north of the border in Wyoming up into Montana, not quite to Miles City, and a little bit of rain that's in the area. This is going to be east of Helena. So you want to be careful out there. We're still getting some heat, though, in Southern California, especially north of Los Angeles up near San Luis Obispo, all the way down through Santa Clarita. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, the problem, folks, tonight for you coming along, I-20 coming along. Let's see here. I-20, I-10, I-15, I-55, when you get north, about 50, 60 miles out of New Orleans, you're going to have rain that you're going to be running in. You're going to have heavy rain. There's very heavy flooding going on right now on the Texas-Louisiana line, right up there just west of Shreveport, and it's right along the line, so you can pretty much be advised that all the water is going to be up there. And any of those truck stops along the way there where you have to pull down those ramps, they're probably going to have a lot of water in the parking lot. That's my guess. And then looking down towards coming straight down towards Houston, you got a lot of rain down through there, a lot of flood warnings in the area down there, so be advised of that. Again, going over into Mississippi, over towards Jackson, you got rain all the way. That rain will slowly continue to move to the east, and where it's going to go from there, I don't know. Looks like it'll go into Georgia. It doesn't have that far to go to get to Alabama, but it looks like by the end of the day, you could be looking at rain right across I-20 in Georgia. So in the meantime, you've got to be careful because driving at night, and last night we were talking about Dallas. Remember Dallas?
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about Dallas and all the flooding that was going on around there. Be careful. If you can't see, don't try to drive through it. They had people that were driving under the underpasses and just burying their cars in deep water, and they literally had to roll down the windows and escape for their lives because the cars were filling up with water.
I mean, that's just incredible.
Yeah, you can't do that. I mean, when you can't see where you're going at night and you got water to add to it, for God's sake, turn around, don't drown.
Precisely,
yep.
Because it just takes a few inches of water to float your car away, for one thing.
Well, this was more than a few inches. They were driving in there, and the water was right up over the window. The driver's
right,
in the passenger side window, and that was coming right in the door. People, I watched them take a woman out of a car that was afraid she was going to drown, and one of the reporters that was doing a news story there saw it, walked up there and picked her up and carried her out and dropped her off on a little drier ground. But her car was immersed in water. She would have been in big trouble for sure.
Yeah, these are very serious things, and you don't want to take it lightly.
All right, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J and why we're going there.
Well, we're going to the Pilot and Flying J, Captain, because they want to be your oasis out there on the open road. If you're a professional driver, if you're out on vacation, if you're driving from point A to point B, seeing the great land of ours across the highways and byways, they want you to stop in. They want you to refuel. They want you to get your supplies and get something great to eat at the same time. And between now and October 31st, if you sign up for the My Rewards Plus program, you're going to save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J travel centers. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com for more information and to use their locations function to find the travel center nearest to you. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All right, hold on to your socks. We're going to go out with this.
Come on now. stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.